But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, we did talk to Andrew Raycroft about the struggling Boston Bruins, as well as Mom's weekend, or the Mom's trip.
It was a lot of Mom talk.
A lot of Mom talk.
Yeah. Some say not enough.
Maybe not enough, but they're there.
The Moms have gone wild.
Will they help break the losing streak for the Bees? They've lost 5 in a row. They got Tampa Bay tonight. Bruins have a lot of games out of hand. So they're ahead of Tampa in the standings, and yet I think it's 5 more games they've played.
Yeah, as of the other day. Yeah, it was. I don't know if did Tampa play last night. I don't know.
No,
yeah,
so it's 5
as of the other day, it was 5, yeah.
5 fewer games. And Razor brought up a point. Now, it's an obvious point, but you don't really think about this. It's so easy to get points in the NHL, like there's the loser point and everything else, that if you go 5, 6, 7, 8 games, because they go Tampa Bay, Florida, Tampa Bay, their next 3, and if you don't, I guess they have 1 point on this streak so far.
Yeah.
But let's say you score 1 point in over a week. Teams are going to be passing you by left and right.
They already had, we were talking last week or maybe the week prior or whatever. Right? No, it was probably late last week when we came back from, New Year's, the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And it was the Bruins are comfortably in the playoffs. Like, they're going to make the playoffs. The question is, how far are they going to go and how do you go on a run? Now, a week later when they haven't won and they picked up 1 point in that time, that whole cushion that they had.
Yeah.
And that was only a cushion to the wild card spots. They basically weren't even in. If you clicked on the standings, they were 3rd in the Atlantic. But as you said, Tampa was so many points out of hand.
Yep.
And even Ottawa was back there. All those teams have caught up. And now
Ottawa's out of hand. Although they lost 3 in a row. So
you're teetering on being out of the playoffs.
So, right. So another way of putting it is they're at the halfway point of the season. The Bruins have 45 points. The Pittsburgh Penguins have the most points that are not in the playoffs, and it's 42.
Mm-hmm. And they have a game?
They have 1 game in hand. Now, they've also lost 4 in a row. So they're on the wrong side of it. But I always kind of thought playoffs was a lock, even with some of the struggles. I'm like, they'll be a playoff team. And anytime I'd say
they're
not, I think
they will be too.
I'd look at the standings and be like, all right, what 8 teams are going to be ahead of them? But it's not a slam dunk anymore.
No,
they got to get their heads out of their
asses. It's not a slam dunk, but ask me to wager on it. I think they will be a playoff team. But to answer your first question, do they win with the Moms?
Yo, yeah, hell yeah. And we say, you know what, Moms? You go on every trip.
I'm saying no.
We say put the Moms on all the trips. No?
I'm saying I don't think the orange slices are going to help.
Oh, son of a gun.
I hope they do,
all right.
But I don't think so.
I love playing two-hand touch, eating way too much, watching my team win with the
grab bag.
College football semifinals start tonight. Notre Dame and Penn State. I believe we have the game right here on WEEI.
What?
By the way, if you want to tune in and listen, you can. Who do you got tonight? Notre Dame?
I have Notre Dame. So I'm not going out on a limb.
The flu is running through Notre Dame's locker room.
The flu is?
The flu.
Oh, no. Give me Penn State.
It's apparently all backups and special teamers, but
if it's Nikola Jokic, he'd sit out.
Derek White would sit out.
I have Derek White would too. That's fair.
Give me the Nittany Lions.
Oh, I'm taking the hour. You want Nittany Lions straight up money line, or you want them with the points?
But what's the points up to?
It was 1.5 yesterday.
Whatever.
I haven't checked today.
I'll take Penn State.
Yeah, just take a little juice on the money line. There.
I'll take Penn State.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
I guess we're at loggerheads here, Keith. I'm going Notre Dame. I didn't realize though the flu was ripping
through the team.
You got to
factor that in.
I hadn't.
So
I'm still not going to.
7:30 kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
You all in on this?
Yeah, I'll be watching this tonight for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'll flip in. Who is it? The Bruins are tonight against Tampa, but I'll be flipping in a little bit here and there, but I'll definitely watch this. I'm probably more interested in these than some of the wild card games.
All right.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, because Oscar Mayer has a way with
G-R-A-B-B-A-G.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
How's that?
It lands the plane on that.
Bologna.
Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot says that he is confident with Kirk Cousins being the backup quarterback next year.
Yeah. I'd be okay
no
with,
chance.
Okay, I'd be okay with Kirk Cousins as my backup.
Yeah.
There's no chance Kirk Cousins is comfortable
You're
with
it. You're going to pay him $90 million or whatever it is? He's getting paid a ton.
He'll be a starting quarterback next year. It might be regrettable, but he'll be a starting quarterback next year.
Think the Raiders take him?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Where do you think he goes?
It depends on how, does Tom Brady like him? Does Tom Brady like him to bring him to the Raiders?
I don't know.
Who's going to still need a quarterback next year? The Raiders?
Yep.
And
Browns. Well, I mean, the Browns
I think will draft one, and I think the
Steelers.
The Titans probably just draft one.
Steelers are a good name. You see Rodgers linked there, here, and there. I wouldn't rule out Shanahan. I wouldn't rule out Shanahan one bit.
Oh, he finally gets his guy?
Shanahan loves him.
They're trying to work out a deal with Purdy, but they don't have one yet.
Hasn't been paid yet. Yeah. He's hurt. Supposedly, it's not a big deal, but I'll believe that when I see it. I'm sure that's coming from Purdy's side. Like, oh, yeah, no big deal, guys. Pay me the money. I'm not really hurt. I'm sure that's coming from Purdy's side. I wouldn't rule out Shanahan and Cousins at all.
Everybody loves it, and everybody knows it. Everybody loves
grab bag.
So I'm sure most people have been following this, but just horrible what's going on in California right now.
Terrible, yeah.
And as it relates to the sports world, they could move Minnesota LA if needed. So I guess there's some talk that the playoff game between the Vikings and the Rams could end up being pushed to Arizona if it has to be. But yeah, just some of the images that are coming out of there are insane.
Oh, the video,
scary.
I mean, the videos are horrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, it's getting a ton of publicity. I mean, one, because it's scary, but two, because it's, you know, a ton of celebrities living in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's scary. It's a cautionary tale, too. Like, they had a good heads up on, you know, these conditions and this and that, and are you ready? They weren't ready, and now, yeah, maybe a playoff game is moving because of all that.
I'm not sure when exactly they need to decide by, but that game is set for Monday night. That's the Monday night game, so I guess they have a little bit.
The NBA just postponed as of 22
Did
seconds
they?
Ago, Lakers Hornets.
Oh, I was going to say, the NHL postponed.
NHL Kings game.
Correct, yesterday. I didn't realize. So they move what? The Lakers and who?
Lakers Hornets game tonight. Postponed.
Okay.
Scary.
All right. When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach. Grab bag. All right, Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels have been active in the transfer portal.
Oh.
Bill's active now on Twitter following 3-star recruits. North Carolina, get this. They got UConn defensive lineman Price Yates.
They got Price Yates?
Yes, they did, Jones.
No way. I was waiting to see where he landed.
He was just named the defensive MVP of the Fenway Bowl against North Carolina.
So he
dominated in a sack.
Bill did this forever. Yep. Wes Welker used to produce against the Patriots.
Thank
he's like,
much.
Give me that.
Yeah,
he's like, give me and that. So that's what he was doing right now.
That's what he did. Give me that.
Scouting the Fenway Wasabi Bowl or whatever it was, and he said, give me that.
Yep, he got Price Yates.
Price Yates, yeah.
However.
Related to Field?
Yes.
Who we found out Bill follows on Twitter.
Sure does. The Jim Mora, who's the UConn coach,
uh-huh.
I don't know if you're aware of that. Not playoffs, but his son.
Yep.
He had this whole thing. Now, he didn't specifically name Bill Belichick or North Carolina, but he is fired up with tampering.
Uh-oh.
He claims tampering.
Not Bill.
He says other teams are going after his coaches. He's calling cheating and shenanigans. And
no,
he was like,
not Bill.
He's like, well, it's a good sign for us that we've built up such a program. You have to cheat to beat us. Like dude, you coach the UConn Huskies football team. Like, relax. But yeah, he was all hot and bothered. So
he's like, another basketball school stealing our football players?
So I'll call it right now. Bill Belichick might get himself a college cheating scandal as well. He might check that
off. Quinn Ewers $6 million to go into the portal?
It's possible. I wouldn't rule it out.
Wait, say what?
Quinn Ewers was getting offered like $6 million to
I thought you were saying
portal.
Not specifically from North Carolina.
Imagine if it was Bill. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
So Jim Mora posted on Twitter.
Bill didn't want to pay Brady. You think he's going to pay Quinn Ewers?
Well, he has $20 million to spend.
Yeah, he's not going to spend it all on a quarterback, I can tell you that.
It's a different
Definitely
time.
Not Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
So Jim Mora was on Twitter,
uh-huh.
and he said, quote, a simple note to the schools and coaches that have blatantly broken at NCAA football rules.
At Belichick _B.
By tampering with our players in the last 24 hours. We do know who you are. We will pursue all avenues to hold you accountable.
Oh, boy.
We are excited that we've built a program where coaches have to cheat to beat us, and we will protect that program. Think hard before you tamper with our players.
So we have Deflategate, Spygate, Recruitgate. What are we going to call this one? What do we call it?
He also, I don't know, maybe Recruitgate.
Yatesgate.
Yates-gate. Nice. This guy's the right. He'll be the answer to the trivia question.
Yeah.
Jim Moore also said, "We will expose any program and coach that violates. I'm 100% against grown men cheating the rules and teaching players horrible life lessons."
Nice.
Yeah, no, doesn't make you want to go play for Jim Mora?
UConn's totally not going to bring in any transfers, right?
We got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal. Thank you, Glenn.
I mean, Jim Mora, how does Jim Mora ever bring in another player through NIL or the transfer process when he's like this much of a baby about it?
It's pretty
crazy. Bill, I'm sure Bill's cheating and trying to bring somebody in. That's Bill.
It's like, dude, you lost Price Yates.
What a baby. Well, it's the MVP of the Wasabi Fenway.
No, I get it.
You're a bam bag, Harry.
We have the second fan returns in the NBA All-Star voting.
Okay.
Jones, in the Eastern Conference, in the front court, Jason Tatum ranks?
Two?
Second.
Nice. That's Jaylen Brown. Last time, I think. Brown was top five last time. I'm going to say he picked up. He's three.
Fifth.
Still five, okay.
Still five. Guards. Do they have any top 10 guards?
Yes. Derek White.
No.
He fell out?
Yeah, he's out.
Boy, he was in the top 10.
Well, he took one game off because he had a cold, and next thing you know,
scratchy throat.
He's out.
Fans are ruthless.
Giannis, Tatum, Karl-Anthony Towns, top three front in the East. LaMelo Ball and Donovan Mitchell are the guards.
Ugh. I mean, Ball's
just killing it.
No, Ball's having a good year, but he's going to start the All-Star game?
Looks like it. He's got a bunch of votes. And then the Western Conference, Jokic, Durant, LeBron, and then the guards are Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I know they're not doing East versus West, but that team's winning.
Yeah, that's probably what you got going. Speaking of the NBA, Jones.
Oh, my freaking God, Brendan! It's
grab bag.
Best NBA performers from last night. Jarrett Allen, big fella, 25, 11, and 6. Karl-Anthony Towns, 27, and 13. Damian Lillard, 26, 5, and 8. Jared Butler, 26, 4, and 7. And Jalen Williams from the Thunder, 25, 5, and 9.
So I would have gone with either of the Cavs bigs. You could have taken Allen or Mobley for me. I think they both went 20, 10, and 5 in the game. First time that's happened in a long time.
Pretty good.
Both players did that on the same team.
The Twin Towers.
And they beat the Thunder. Yeah. That was two awesome teams. Potential.
Yeah, Cavs are killing it.
NBA Finals preview. Probably not.
No.
But I'll go with Jared Allen.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, today we have an outfielder who would switch hit.
Oh.
He was a one-time All-Star, and he played for the following teams. Cleveland, the Dodgers, Oakland, Montreal, Seattle, Texas, the Cubs, and the Padres. That was a 12-year career where, what was that, a million teams?
Yep.
12 years. Never played longer than 3 years with one city. Played the most games with the Cleveland Indians.
Who's next?
Looks like the Dodgers. Oh, no, I take it back. Played the most games with the Dodgers in two seasons, and over three seasons, a close second was Cleveland.
Okay.
So Dodgers and Indians, he spent most of his time with.
Now I'm thrown off.
Yeah.
I don't think I had it before, but I'm definitely now picturing totally different players. Yep, okay.
A one-time All-Star
uh-huh.
where he finished 17th in the MVP that year.
17th. Wow. Yeah.
2008, he cracked into the majors with Montreal in 2000, and his last game was with Seattle in 2011.
Oh, my gosh.
So he played from 2000 to 2011.
An 08 All-Star with who?
Yeah.
One-time All-Star with...
Which team?
Texas.
Oh, boy.
The guy was all over the map.
Oh, boy.
He was all over the map.
Okay. Give me a profile. Was he going to swipe you a bag, or was he going to swat you a home run?
He won 20 home run season. His All-Star year, he had 22 taters.
Man.
His career high in steals was a different year. He had 17.
Milton Bradley. Is that right?
He got it.
Wow. How about that?
Game ready, Milton Bradley.
How about that?
That's a good get.
Wow, I got to be honest.
He broke in that early?
I had nothing until we started talking through all the teams, and then knowing what team he was an All-Star for helped.
Yeah, Milton Bradley.
Milton Bradley?
I remember him with Cleveland mostly.
Me too.
I thought he was like only on Cleveland.
I thought
he was for everybody.
I thought he would swipe you bags.
No.
I guess I remembered him as a real bag swiper. Not
as a better player than he was.
Yeah, if you asked me Milton Bradley, did he make an All-Star team, I would have said more than one.
In Texas, that year, his OPS was .999.
Nice.
It's crazy. But
so he only hit 20 home runs once?
Yeah, 22 bombs that year. So he's probably clean as a whistle, this guy.
Arcan did not text that one. Bearcross 213 keeps guessing the same name every day. It is not Johnny... You know who?
No.
Let's
career
see.
Career.
People are
saying,
"Oh yeah, E from Brockton got Milton Bradley." I think the text line got it as well. Yeah. So good job. Yeah.
Career earnings for Milton Bradley.
$20 million.
$48.2 million. He's probably doing all right. He got his legs kicked up somewhere.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Milton Bradley.
Yep.
Very much a random baseball player.
That hits the mark.
Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.